You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Holy moly. Welcome to my sexiest podcast. That's right. It's not just my sexy podcast. It's the sexiest version of my sexy podcast because we have videos. You guys can watch this with your eyes and hear it with your ears. Daily Motion has something to do with these videos, and one day I'll know how to plug this properly. But for now, I'm just a Looney Tunes lady with a cool-ass friend, and this is time for introducing her.
Here I come.
Director, producer, writer, creator of the album Quality Notions, available on iTunes, the hilarious Jacqueline Novak.
Hey, I really thought it was the sexiest. I was like... Because of me, I thought it was the sexiest.
Let me finish. Who is the reason why today's podcast is sexier than ever? Yeah, they get impatient. You niggas get the hate and you get ovations. That's a song called Lituation.
Oh.
I don't really know. I guess throughout the episode we'll kind of decipher what a lituation is.
What's a lich?
Like a literary situation, potentially. But let's see.
All right.
Models in the face lituation. So how do you feel when a model's in your face? A little lituated?
Yeah, I'm pretty intrigued by this. That's definitely what it is, right? Or not at all.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Is the word literally lituation on there?
Yeah, it's literally
That's
lituation.
The song.
Yeah, the explicit version.
This isn't
version.
Just Urban Jalice being... silly.
Oh my god, you know, do you remember an episode that we did together? There was a girl named Vera who tweeted in.
Yeah, but the pizzas and stuff.
Yeah, we are gonna call her today.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Actually, we should try calling her now.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if
I'm really excited.
I
because,
also don't know
yeah.
how old she is, because when I was asking her, she was like, oh cool, my mom's phone or something like that, or I'll ask my mom.
Interesting.
Potentially be way too young to be listening to all the topics that we...
You're never too young for audio.
Put our dicks through
yeah.
in this podcast. Spear our dicks through topics.
It is a thin
spear. I'm going to try calling right now and we'll see. Never been done before. Starting a podcast with the song Lituation and then reaching out to...
I fully thought she was like a young bride with like her dude in a apartment where they cook pizzas. That was what I
felt. No, her
felt.
Dude was her father. I mean, there was a lot of references always to her parents, so we always knew that...
Daddy's
like hopefully she's
hands.
Young enough that that's normal.
Daddy's
that
hands are, you know.
What
well, I'll tell you about this. I'll tell you about daddy's hands after. It's really disgusting.
Really
yeah. I was thinking a spiritual dick.
Hello?
Hey, is this Vera?
Yeah.
It's Sabrina Jalice from My Sexy Podcast, Vera.
And Jacqueline Novak.
How's it going?
It's going good. Jacqueline Novak's here. Do you remember Jacqueline?
You better.
Yes.
Girl. What's going on? You're on a family vacation right now?
No, I was only for the weekend. Had to go buy my prom dress.
You bought your prom dress?
No, oh my god.
Wait, how old are you? Late 40s?
18.
18?
Oh my gosh.
Who are you going to prom with?
I have no idea.
Fabulous.
You know, I mean, well.
It's not about matching the dress to the mess that you go
with.
What
did you wear at prom, Jacqueline?
Oh, I went to two proms because I dated an older guy. But I wore, to the first one, I wore like very kind of old school, traditional, just gorgeous sort of aqua gown. And then the next one, I wore this purple, very princess ribbing gown.
Ribbing?
Like with the ribbing like
ribbed.
On the torso kind of and
okay.
kind of like stiff torso thing and then just down. You know,
Damn.
Purple. It's and like with straight hair.
Drama.
What year was this?
What year was this? Vera, what? What?
I know.
Kind of dress
it's
are
gotten
you
much cooler. It's gotten cooler. Proms have gotten cooler.
It's this red dress. And it has a neckline, one shoulder.
Nice.
One neckline and one shoulder.
Yeah.
And then the other one's shoulderless.
Yeah.
It kind of sweeps across diagonally.
All right. Cool. I like that you went to Toronto to pick it up. That's commitment to
fun.
The craft of fashion. Vera, I have some... Well, first of all, I want everyone to know that I wore a J-Lo style dress that was a diving V.
No.
Remember the J-Lo dress
the green
that
one
all the way down?
The green one.
Was it beneath her lesbian?
Beneath
her lesbian? Beneath her belly button?
One?
The one where it was crazy and all of her middle part of her body was
yeah,
showing.
It was down to the hips.
That's
kind
what
of.
I wore. And I mean, I was just in full drag. Okay, so Vera, I want to know from you what are we doing right and what are we doing wrong on the podcast? And by we, I mean me, but I'm making it we so it's less awkward if you criticize.
Maybe the sound effects?
Oh my God.
What about, what do you mean?
Wait, does she know that she's not on the air but being recorded?
You're being recorded and you know that, right? Oh, wait. Okay. I think that's probably, this is an example of what I'm doing wrong. It's like too many people talking all on top of each other, and if I added a sound effect, it would be even worse, right?
Kinda.
Was
but
that
do you ever like the sound effects?
Was that a hint to me,
yeah,
Sabs?
Funny.
But they can be a little jarring, perhaps?
Sometimes too much.
Is it volume control?
Yeah, the shake it off one.
The shake it off one was too much?
Oh my God.
Yes.
what else?
What if
the theme song? Oh yeah, shout out to Lucas Silvera of the Clicks who recorded our theme song. But what else do you like about me? I mean, you tweet all the time.
Yeah, that's funny.
Do you like my brand?
Yes.
Okay.
What about mine?
What about Jacqueline's?
Jacqueline's are good.
Okay. Any final thoughts that you want to, I'm going to check in with you every now and then if you're cool with that, because this is valuable information. And we here at the Sabrina Jalees Corporation like to know that we have valued our customers. We like to know that we've valued our customers and, we value the opinions of the people that listen to this podcast.
Yeah. And I appreciate all the tweets anytime you tweet at me.
Yeah. Tweet at us.
Yes. I'll do that more often.
All right, cool. Thank you, Vera. Good luck at the prom. We're going to check in with you to find out what drama happened at the prom and who we got, who we, what we doing right.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye.
God, I need fans that are too, she had status was, over me the whole time.
Me
like,
too.
Why did I not
me
have
too.
Status in
I,
that conversation?
I can't believe how worse I feel after that convo than I did before.
I feel horrible.
I mean, this is amazing.
She was just like
cooler than us,
so much more secure. Where she's like,
what about,
she's like, I don't know, sound effects. Like, I just
instantly
got back from buying my prom dress.
What about when she asked about mine? What year did she want? I really felt ashamed.
I think that
because now people wear hip stuff to the prom.
I think that the younger generation just is able to portray more confidence in the face of sheer excitement.
Mm.
I bet she hung up the phone and screamed.
Eureka! Oh my gosh. I don't think she did at all. I think maybe the Youngers are
not
the
impressed.
Sebastian Youngers of our time are too used to communicating with those in the public eye.
Lituations? It's a movie, get your goobers, nigga. Yeah. It gets- I mean, there's a lot of N-words in this song, so that could be a critique. listen. Speaking of security, life, opportunities, is that what we were speaking of? Now we are. So we were just talking on our way over. We were walking here. I don't want to mislead anyone that listens to this podcast. Jacqueline and I were speaking before the mics rolled.
Oh,
gosh. But something happened, and I was like, oh, let's just save it for the podcast.
Yeah, I don't even recall.
Which would be great, actually, if I did that to all my friends whenever they were, like, hitting something real conversation. Like, you know what? It would be much better
save
if we cried
it
on the podcast. We were talking about, we've discussed this on the podcast, OBS, before, but, like, gatekeepers, people like that, as soon as they like you, like, the Lorne Michaels of their respective categories. And so, I mean, gatekeeper insinuates that it's negative. Jacqueline was working with, in a positive way, with someone who, do you want to talk about it or no? Do you want to be vague about it?
Yeah.
Okay, so vaguely, you don't want to talk about it at all.
Oh, no, I'll talk
okay,
about it,
so
but I
vaguely,
don't want to.
It was a show.
Because I don't really know, I don't know the facts yet. So.
Okay, you don't know the facts yet. But basically, like, just coming close to something, and then, like, all of a sudden, there's a switcheroo, and it's like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So,
Sorry.
What do you mean?
No, I just, I'm just, I have a real deadening effect on life around me, don't I, Sabs?
What are you saying?
I don't know.
You're the best thing
Sorry,
ever.
I gotta bring it up! You know what I mean?
No, you don't.
I gotta bring it up.
No, you gotta bring it down.
No, I gotta...
Fuck, bring it up.
I don't know. I just, you're, you know, alive.
I'm not.
I think I'm just a little bit down right now.
Okay, then that's what we'll talk about. Like, this is what podcasts are for, too. I like, honestly, I listen to the Jillian Michaels podcast, and I like episodes where she's like, hey, like, because she's motivational.
Yeah.
I like when she's like, I'm pissed. I'm wrong. I was wrong. I'm down. I'm...
That's interesting that you listen to that. I was a really big fan of The Biggest Loser for a long time, and was pretty into Jillian, and I always wanted her to do the thing to me, like, where she breaks them down.
Yeah.
Like, pushes, you know, like, get back up on that, you know, that... whatever, that weird thing they have that's like a Stairmaster, but
well,
it's not.
Well, her depression, actually, or her down, I guess she wouldn't probably classify it as depression, but like her downness, I think is very much surrounding The Biggest Loser. Because...
Mm. Interesting.
As much as that was probably like a cha-ching and great for her brand, I think that she all along, all the time, like, because there's a bunch of news stories that are broken recently about people that were on that show that were like, oh yeah, cool, I lost like 5 people's weight off my body, but my body's now, like, it fluctuated back.
Right. I mean,
like the classic diet thing of like gained it all back, or my body's just like has all these problems because it's not natural to lose
this much that
much.
Fast.
But they want that dramatic effect for like that short production schedule.
Yeah. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But like, what are you feeling bummed? Because I can match that and we can chat about
no,
that.
No, I'm not. Maybe I felt bad that I was like not wanting to talk about this one thing. And
no,
then...
I get it. It's a one thing. It's a brand name thing. We can just say that it's a brand name thing that would have been a cool credit to have. And I haven't gotten it. You haven't gotten it. A lot of comics haven't gotten it. And if you got it, then your price, it's a late night set.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's a vague... I think you're maybe feeling...
I think this is, like, I think I'm having anxiety that this is, like...
Too much honesty and not respectful.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like maybe it's not wise to talk about this, like, right now.
Gotcha.
It's creating a narrative, like, that... Not that, like, the people involved are going to hear it so much.
Yeah,
but it's,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I almost don't want, like, that aspect of...
Okay, so let me...
Of my networking back and forth. Like, it's like I'm adding a new element out there. It's like,
yes.
I have a relationship with somebody in the business.
Yeah.
And now it's like I'm talking about it elsewhere in a way that could be heard.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And if it were like, yeah, I heard it talking about that on the thing.
Gotcha.
It's, I don't know.
No. I think that actually we live in an era and time where I was panicking about my green card because, because, like, you know, to become an American citizen, you have to be a pristine, clear waterfall of a person.
Oh my god, yeah.
And you know, I like to have a fun times sometimes, not like a crazy bad one.
Yeah.
But it's like I've got to be vague about this thing that I'm talking
about.
God. Like that Cheech and Chong enjoy to do. You know what I mean? And then I thought, I was just like, what have I fucking said on podcasts?
Yeah.
You know, because I'm going in for this interview. What have I said that is incriminating?
Yeah.
And it's a weird time of, like, how much information you're sharing, who's listening to it. I can guarantee you it's just a bunch of 18-year-olds
Iowa. Yeah. No, it's
one.
True.
But I guess let's we'll leave that topic aside and go to just the...
I can definitely drum up an example.
Yeah.
Another one of sorts.
Or we can just talk about the idea of, like, pining after things and having...
Heartbroke story, you were saying.
Heartbroke?
To me earlier.
Yeah.
You were saying you like brokenhearted, heartbreaking stories or something like
everybody's
that.
Everybody's got... Amanda Marshall says, everybody's got a story that'll break your heart.
Does that mean everybody's story will break your heart, like their big story? Or everybody has one, you know, or everyone has... Like a story in a...
Everybody, like the equivalent of at a sleepover when, you know, you're not going to trade me saying my parents are going to get divorced with like, I got an A on the math test. No,
right.
Like you've got to bring your secret currency.
Yes.
My secret currency at the time was like, my parents are fighting with the rest of my family sometimes.
Oh my God.
About money.
That's
money,
interesting.
Money.
What was my secret currency when I was young? I feel like I didn't really have a good secret currency. I mean, I remember being deeply ashamed that I had not kissed a boy, like, in eighth grade. I was like really ashamed.
Me too.
And I sort of lied about it to this girl. Like, and it was like we both knew I was lying while I said it. I'm not a liar. I really don't like to do it. So it was like, it was more like she prodded me into the lie by making it really easy. I was like, she was like, did you hook up at camp? Like, did you hook up?
Oh, so you made a fictional camp hookup?
I was like, well, like, instead of just saying no, I was like, well, there was this dance, and this is all true, and I, like, danced with this boy, and then, like, after, it was kind of like, whatever, or something, you know what I mean? And then it was like, did you make out or something? And I was like, yeah. And then she's like a minute later, like, so you didn't, right? Or something. And I was like, yeah. And I don't know. Like, I remember I've always had this thing where I romanticize other people's lives like an idiot, like so stupidly. I find just other people's, even the mundane things in their life that are meaningless, I imbue with meaning. Okay. So when I like them.
Yeah, like you're the best right now. Are you? Just so you know, these things that you're saying are the best things.
Like, but if I were you and I was thinking I was the best, okay?
Yeah.
What I would start to do was think, like, maybe I need to wear, you know, blue sort of 80s sweatshirts, okay? Really quickly start to attach. Or, like, I was watching Alana Glazer the other night at the show that we both perform at Cake Shop on Tuesday nights. And that me and Sabs both do.
Yeah.
And I was watching her, and then I said this after, but I was like, I realized I was enjoying her set and thinking she was cool and whatever. And then I started to feel bad about being taller than she is. Like, I started to wish I were a little bit shorter. Do you know what I mean? And like, sort of like associating her body with everything that, like, why she's cool and interesting. I was like, I can't do it. Like, with long, you know, with like long legs or whatever. I'm like, these long legs are shit. Like, you know what I mean?
I totally know what it,
like,
what
her body
mean.
The way it is in like shorts and stuff and her little like body.
I mean, like, yeah, it in the most basic, like when I was little, I remember having a crush on a stewardess on the way home from Switzerland. Yeah. My mom's from Switzerland, and so she was wearing like, I think it was a Swiss Air little blazer. Yeah. Like a red blazer, and I took one of my dad's,
oh my god,
red,
yeah,
like cardigans, and I just started wearing it around and like giving people. But it is like, I think that's, yes, like a basic human thing, like, yes, that you want to emulate something that you respect.
Yes.
And to go actually one step further, yeah, now, be a little Volney's about this. I actually, when Broad City first came out, because,
yeah,
I was buddies with, I did like the last web series episode I did.
Oh, yeah.
And I was holding Sashir's hand. Sashir's now on SNL. And they, like, there was just a quick scene where they take our drinks and, like, throw them. But, like, I've got a little, you know,
yeah,
little scene in there, and they asked me to be in it. And then after, Alana and I started writing a bit, and then the show got picked up. And, like, I mean, a show gets picked up, and that's the that's your world. And so,
yeah,
I got, though, fixated on the success of that show and fixated on the connect,
yeah,
that I had.
Yes.
And people around you too are like, oh, you know it, why don't you just tell? And it's,
I
like
know,
that, I mean, it's an ugly, it becomes an ugly thing. And I remember I've had nightmares, like,
yes,
nightmares where, like, I almost get the part, but then I don't,
yes,
get the, and it's like, it's such a trick, a mind trick. I think that the innocence,
yeah,
of like playing with the cardigan is one,
right,
thing, but then to
yes,
to torture yourself, it's just like, it's such a delusion.
Yeah.
And it took, well, last summer, then the poetic thing was that I was opening for Broad City,
right,
wasn't like Broad City had asked me to open for them. It was, I was doing Just for
Right.
Laughs, and I was on the same show as them, and then their manager saw me and,
yes,
now represents me, and,
yes,
that was like a big thing for me. But in this process of finally having a manager that I'm like, oh yeah, this is goody goody, I'm inspired by you, and don't feel like I'm maybe getting like nickel and dimed or something, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
That I realized like there is, should be, and there is no fixation,
right,
on like, will they write, will I be on, if Susan,
yeah, I know,
like,
I know,
Susan,
it's grasping,
like, will
it's,
I get, it's just so ugly. It's panicked, grasping. I wouldn't want to cast that, you know?
Right.
Like, that attitude.
Well, there's always more. Yeah. I mean, I realized this morning, because I remember my dreams, like, every morning, and I've realized I've had this recurring thing. There's these sort of storylines in my dreams, or sort of other life I'm leading in my dreams, where there are things that come back. And one of them is, like, there's this network in my dreams, okay? Yeah. This, like, sort of MTV-ish place that I'm always auditioning for, maybe really
it's
close to getting
casting
in.
Casting people, the same characters, same building.
Yeah, it's the same feel. Well, it's not, you know how in a dream it's sort of like, it's the same place, even though it's not.
Yeah,
but, but it's the feeling of, oh yeah,
it's
these
my mom,
guys.
But it's like Whoopi Goldberg.
And then there's these few guys that, yes, exactly, but you know it's your mom each time, even though this time it's Antonio Banderas. And it's like there's these few guys that I sort of know that are working there, and it's exactly that space of like that in between, like I feel close, I feel like there's something that I, you know, they've invited me in, or I'm late to the thing, or if I come in now I could do a set on their show or whatever. There's always this sort of tension and never quite works out in my dreams, like with this like network that hasn't been named. I mean, you know, and I'm not being vague. This was vague in my dreams.
Yeah.
And like that, and then last night I had I dreamt that my aunt got a writing gig on a sitcom, and I was like,
you were pissed.
Like, God, you know, I was like, and I was like, so you're writing on whatever. And she was like, oh, no, not even really. They're just sort of having me in there. I don't even know why. And I was like she felt bad that she got this gig in comedy writing.
Yeah,
that
it's the torture that we already like don't necessarily. I did meditation for a little bit and maybe sometimes still do now. I mean, I was big into it a couple episodes ago, and now it's like yoga. It's like, are you going to undo your yoga mat and put the video on at your house? Are you going to make it to the studio? But like, to the studio. Like that, all yogis just became like Mariah Carey. Let's throw down a downward dog. But in that, the thing that I'm like observing with the meditation that I don't know if I'm doing it right, but transcendental meditation, people will say you can't do meditation wrong. So I'm doing it very right.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that the thoughts that I have are like often negative. It's often like something that's like, oh, you didn't do this, or you should do this, or oh, that person got that. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So that's a good, when you observe it and you kind of criticize it, then you can sort of
separate
weed it out.
From it.
Not that
it,
you'll eliminate it, but like, you can definitely be mindful of like, oh, I don't need to think that.
Yes.
Well, and those are the thoughts, I guess, that create those dreams that are like, you need to attach yourself to the thing that's doing well.
No, it's such a gross feeling that rises up in you like a little
turd.
A little turd just coming up the throat. And it's.
Well, one thing I'll say, so we have this show every Tuesday at Cake Shop. We've got four comics that are rotating and hosting it, and we've got someone that's producing it now, and we've got great acts. So every Tuesday at Cake Shop, if you're in New York, 8 p.m., go into that place and have some free, delicious comedy. That's a cool thing.
Yes.
I've posted, like, three times on Instagram various shots from our photo shoot that was in this cool Todd Oldham's Kid Made Modern studio, like just like this cool New York moment where you're like, I'm here,
yes,
we're doing a shoot, and like you, John Early, Lisa Traeger, like my favorite comics,
yes,
and we're all in a picture together, and that picture is gonna go out every week. That's a picture that I would look at
and be so jealous
of.
I'd be like, how did that happen? How did they get together? Why wasn't I in that conversation? Like, when did they all go, let's do this together? And like, I was at home, like, reading or something. You know, it's just like, this is a huge thing that I've been struggling with recently.
Yeah.
Because I go into, you know, downward spirals on Instagram, okay? And I just, you know, go to check something, I have an alert, and then I happened on to Amber Tamblyn's Instagram, because you know who she is.
David Cross's wife, but more importantly,
actor,
an actress,
poet, etc., etc.
She belongs to David Cross. Yes, the woman Cross. And she had such a cool life going on.
Yeah, and
But she's probably on like Nicki Minaj's, and then Nicki Minaj is on Rihanna's.
No, absolutely, and it's always an illusion. And but I struggle, and this happens to me occasionally with Instagram in particular, because it's just images. It's like there's something about just seeing these images that just, you know, it's. Anyway, I struggle with when I'm in a situation where I'm like, this would be something that if I should share this, because this is the kind of thing I'd be jealous of if I saw it on someone else's Instagram. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I'm like, I need to rack up my jealousy instigating pictures. Like, I don't have enough. These ones of my cats are not doing it. You know what I mean? Yeah. These ones of my cats are making no one jealous. but then I'm like, that's disgusting. I feel bad when I look at other people's stuff, but then, you know, the cool stuff, right? So I'm like, why am I trying to inflict that on others in theory? It's like you're just trying to turn the abuse around and put it on someone else.
I think every single person feels the way that you feel.
Yeah.
I know that everybody does.
But some are owning up. Like, I put up a photo the other day that my friend Daron took of me in a McDonald's.
Already, you're cool.
And I had to say his name. It was like the coolest. And he took it of me, and I sort of like was quite taken with myself in the photo. I loved it. I was like, that I love. Like, I was like, I love this photo myself. And I go through some other people's, like people I know, peers of sorts, who are Selfiesville 97.
I mean, too much Selfiesville is just too much.
No, I'm disgusted and it's horrifying. And I'm like, this is unacceptable. And then, you know, like a gorgeous pic, you know, captioned with, like, so it's like the most stunning, sexy everything photo you ever have taken, and then you're like holding up a lollipop and you're like, I ate too many sweets or whatever. Hashtag loser, you know what I mean? And I'm like, this is not acceptable, you know what I mean? And then I really struggled. I was like, I'm doing it, okay? Because I was like, because I see the comments below these people's things, particularly people who have fans, okay?
Yeah,
they're like, I love you. They're like, oh my God, you're so gorgeous. They're like, oh, I wish I were best friends with you. Okay, and they write this stuff. And it's like, that's, I guess people enjoy worshiping, right? So I'm like, should I be trying to give, like, should I be trying to give
that's
people
the worshiping sound effect.
some worship material? Like, so I really struggle with, how do I post this photo on here that I want to post? Because I'm like, I think I look cool and
but post it
whatever.
In a way that's very self-aware.
Yeah,
I mean, I just do.
But also
I post
own
it. I post it and say, you know, cool. I get that I'm doing this, and like I kind
but
of
you
put
have
caps
such a way.
On.
You have such a way.
Just do either way.
I said, you know, I tried to be honest, okay, and I tried not to to sort of, you know, couch it in lies. So I basically just said something like, I really feel like this photo expresses me. My friend Daron took it, and I wanted to put it up or something. Okay.
You hit the nail on the head.
Okay, and I loved it because I was like, yes, that is me. That is truly what it is hanging out with me. Like, it was a quick, do you have you pulled it up yet or what?
Let me pull it
oh
up.
Oh my God. It's Instagram/JACNOV.
Instagram/JACNOV. All right, let's
see. The black and white one.
You look horrible in this.
Did you get to it?
Yeah. This is it.
It's
you're
good, right?
A little cuckoo bird. You're about to say something. It's going to have words it's that not... I need to look up on the dictionary.
Yeah.
You're holding a coffee.
I'm pumped. And it's not even a coffee. It's a McDonald's Diet Coke, friends.
Yes.
Friends. Anyway, I don't know. I just really liked it. And
I will
I was
say
like,
one thing.
I want this up.
On this topic is because, but, okay, so just deconstructing and knowing the roots of the, of why we feel the way we feel will empower us to be a little more mindful when we abuse ourselves.
Absolutely.
Emotionally. So one, so far what we've concluded is number one, that don't be phased, or jealous or, feel like you need to insert yourself into other people's heat.
Right. Oh my God.
Rest assured that you can create your own.
You're like desperately trying to edge your way in next to the fire.
Yeah.
To like get
like
the tip of your nose warm.
You've got matches. You've got paper.
Right.
You got to just do it. And then secondly, Instagram, I mean, like, a picture is wonderful and in that moment, but, like, I know when Shauna and I went through Asia in November, and applause break. Applause break sound effect. Wind underneath my skirt. But oh, wow. Yeah, see, that ain't the picture. It's just the part. Everybody's got a story that'll break your heart. So, basically, this is about Shauna and I were, we hated each other in Bangkok. We, by the time Bangkok rolled around,
no.
We went to Tokyo. We had so much fun.
Oh, my God.
In Bangkok, we were staying with my parents. Shauna used to smoke. When I met her, she smoked all the time. She smoked for, like, 15 years, like a little lunatic. And I changed that about her. She changed that about her. And I was happy with that change. And now she's sort of backtracking a little bit, taking smokes here and there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess an ugly part of me is that I feel like I can have some kind of control in it. And
right.
That I want control in it.
Right, right.
And in the beginning, I treated it almost like an ultimatum of, like, you know, well, I don't know how I'm going to feel if I see a pack... That'll be
right,
and it's like, well, actually, I have zero control. But anyway, there's this moment where the root of this is that our Instagram pictures looked fucking amazing.
Oh yeah,
we looked amazing. I'm sure you know people were like, I wish I was in love like these two beautiful lesbies roaming the country.
Oh
the,
wow,
not the country, the world. And but we were, I mean, like it was just like I was so mesh. So there was one moment that my dad and I were, so my dad, my parents were also on this trip. Basically Priceline, there was $130 mistake fare. So my parents cashed in on the, on the $130 fare to go all the way across the world.
Right. Yeah.
And then we did too. And then my parents had a place in Bangkok and we crashed there.
Brilliant.
While we're there, Shauna and I are a little bit livid at each other. And the
idea
that we're,
I can't imagine you livid. Isn't that weird?
I mean, like, don't you, you and Chris don't, I was just at your apartment and you guys were like, yeah, we hang out all the time. We don't argue that much, but you have to argue. Cause I don't believe when people say I don't argue, then I'm like, there's something.
No,
not
right.
Being said.
Of course. Of course. No. Well, we, you know, we bitch all day back and forth. Like we, you know, we bicker like all the time kind of. So there's that, like things are constantly being said. And throughout the day, there are like moments where, you know, there are things, but we don't, one thing we don't really argue about, and I think this is the big difference or the thing that we've like noticed that is positive, is we rarely are arguing about the dynamics of the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And if you're not arguing about that, it's like pretty good. Cause that's where stuff gets really like hard. You know what I mean? That's like a hard place to be arguing about, like, you know, about, you know, well, when you do this, it makes me feel this and you always, you know, and this kind of
like
stuff.
Like the system, the relationship system is running smoothly.
The metacognitive approach to, you know, meta communication, you know, about the relationship
is goody.
Meta relating is too much. Like that would be, that's like where things can get unpleasant. And because we don't have a lot of that, it doesn't feel like we're a fighting couple. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but we argue
yeah.
all the time about little stuff, like, you know, about me leaving this, you know, the sponge in the sink.
You did that?
Yeah, like, I leave the sponge in the sink. I've had to learn to be more,
I hate,
touches
Shauna
things
will put
better.
Ditches. Shauna will dig ditches in our apartment. And I'm like, honey, we've been through this. throw me in. Start burying me. And it's like, babe, these little things need to be ironed out. Shauna will put dishes that are like gunkily, like there's on the dish. And then she'll put another dish that's completely not gunkily
on top.
Or funkily. Right inside the gunkily.
So that now you have to wash the back
what
of the dish.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, but the other angle is like, you know what? Once it's in the sink,
gunkily.
It's all
I think it's
so you just
I
go
think
free.
It's the mentality of people that have worked in restaurants that they throw it all in the bin, but it's like
there can
be a better system here.
I know. Do a little rinse. Well, Chris never rinses out, except he's the one who fully does the dishes. This is a thing. Like, I basically do zero dishes.
That's great when you can negotiate those things.
Yes.
I don't put any clothes away.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
They get put away.
Done.
If you leave them out, they get put away?
I'll leave them where I drop them. It's the best. It's surely going to be the reason we get divorced. But for now, like, I make most of the food.
That is so sweet.
I get most of the groceries. I hunt, I gather, I cook.
Oh, my God.
And she will clean. The I mean, not clean the apartment all the time, but like she likes things to be a certain way. So she'll come home and I'll think that the house is clean, but she'll like put everything in the right order place.
But she, but if she's plucking your things off the floor, she's not scowling.
No.
Or, yeah.
No, it's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Oh, speaking of scowling, let's call my mom and see what kind of mood she's in.
All right. Here we go. Scowling Jalice.
Her name is Ursula Fry, actually, if you're interested in finding out
what
more about her on the internet.
Wait, what did she call you again? Bina?
She called me Bina.
Mama, I love Mama.
Hi, Bina.
Mama, I love you.
And
okay, talk clearly now, okay?
Clearly, I would like to know what you'd like to speak about on this podcast.
I'm going to talk about seniors' residence.
You're always talking about old people.
Listen, I just had to cootie out the backyard, and I, you know, she did her business, so I'm just flushing it down, okay? So if you hear a flush...
It's not your poo. It's a Yorkshire Terrier.
It's not me, yeah. So I'm going out now. Okay.
I'm gonna, I'll play Amanda Marshall while you flush. You okay? So you you're now at the old folks' home. You're painting the picture of the old folks' home.
Yeah. So she.
What does it smell like?
Apartment. Very clean. No, it's not an old folks' home, Bina. That's what the people don't understand.
Assisted living.
It's a rave.
An apartment building where only old people live. You cannot move in if you're 20.
So it's a home for old folks.
A neighborhood. A community.
It's really an apartment. But they offer all kinds of activities.
For instance?
There's about six activities every day. They have a gardening club. They have a, you know, singing club. They have a book club. They have about three different types of exercise every day. They have dancing with Parkinson's. They have...
Cool.
Okay.
What's dancing with Parkinson's?
About three movies. Parkinson's is a disease. Judy has it.
But I know, I'm saying, what's dancing with? You can only do it if you have Parkinson's?
I guess it helps you with the balance and all that. And
oh,
you know,
cool.
Like a therapy.
Yeah, man. Awesome.
Do they have...
quite amazing. The people you meet there, you know, they're all happy and active.
Like, I mean, it's probably a good place to network. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's actually good to see these old people being happy and active.
Yeah.
Trudy, what about the other Trudy? Of course, she was very happy.
My mom only is friends with people named Trudy over the age of 90.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyways, she's never, if I call her during the day, I hardly ever find her in her apartment. She's always up to something, you know?
I love it. It's like Dirty Dancing.
Right. Kellerman's.
She was showing off with her walker how quickly she could actually run with the walker. I said, you're really a show-off.
Wow. You know? Are there drugs involved?
Sipping off, you know, sipping around in her. So funny, you know.
Well, I'm glad that she's having fun over there.
Yeah, so then Trudy was going to take Wheeltrans home. That's a service that TTC provides. You call them the day before, and they give you the time. They pick you up, and, you know, you pay just whatever you would pay for the regular bus, but they never showed up. The human condition that keeps us alive. About 3:30, I said, okay, let's go. So I was going to take Trudy Evans home, but because it's really past our place and the traffic was really, really bad, so I took her here. So we just had a cup of tea and I'll take her home a little bit later. But that was my day.
Well, I really hope they appreciate all the things you do for them. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah, I think they do, Bina. I think they do. Yeah. But I can tell you, and that's comforting for you, I could live at Christie Gardens too, so when the time comes,
wow.
You know.
Just park you there and sayonara, baby. Dance your heart away. You ain't seeing the grandkids? You're locked up in the fun house. Zip around, baby.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good thing to know.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Because we were actually building you, a nice little apartment here in Brooklyn, but
a shed, a shed of sorts.
The food is really good. They have a, you know, really good, you know, lunch menu and supper menu. They always have two choices.
All right. I was going to say you should plug the name of the home, but I'd want them to have space for you. So, you know, if you caught it in the conversation, then you caught it. But don't go and rewind.
That's cheating. I might have caught it.
What is it called?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Like, actually,
Mommy,
gardens.
We have to go, but okay. We love you from the bottom of our hearts.
Nice to hear your voice right. again.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Love
Bye.
You.
Bye.
I love you too. Bye.
I mean, these women better appreciate the labor my mom's putting into their lives.
It's a great thing.
Is not what you say.
My parents once visited a couple people they knew that moved into one of those communities.
Yeah.
And they got kind of, my parents got, visited them. They got kind of freaked out because it made them feel like.
That's where they'll end up.
Because they're like, this is great. You know, we love it. Like, it kind of felt like a Twilight Zone episode a little bit. Like, everything's so great.
Oh,
but it sort
great.
Of disturbed them that they'd already made the switch to this place. Like, it seemed a little early.
Yeah.
Like, the people...
They were in their late 40s.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. And, yeah, it's an interesting thing. I mean, we do need to figure out how we're going to handle old people in this country. Because
well, my mom
it's
just
really not
gave
good.
Me the solution. Oh, my God. Too many N-words. My mom's lituation is ending up at Christie Gardens.
Christie Gardens.
Please tweet in and let us know where you'd like to end up when you owe. And yes, I am saying 53. I want everyone to put their heads together and remember all the lessons from this episode. Jacqueline, mm-hmm. what's one lesson you remember?
Keep doing that. Sorry, guys. I keep knocking into
she
the mic.
Her
not to go to
me into the
Volney's,
table.
But. I can't remember. I think, be mindful, you know, observe the thoughts and then you don't have to be them, you know, you don't have to be the
yeah,
thoughts.
Yeah, feel like you're guiding your thoughts a little bit. Like, don't just be recklessly diving into every depression pool that you create. Although, that's fun sometimes. There's nothing better than just to chill in your depression and watch a movie.
Or
JK,
read a
there's
book.
Everything better.
Or read a book
there's everything.
About
there's
depression.
Nothing better
there's nothing better.
Succumbing to the black
no,
hole.
Absolutely. That's fully what my book is, okay?
All right.
That you're going to settle into when you settle into your depression. And don't watch a movie, but watch a book by Jacqueline Novak coming out next year.
We're going to have you back. You're
they know about it all.
You
ready?
Already
I told them about it last time.
Pre-order it once. I will give
I
you the
can't
link.
Can't be afraid to plug it free.
Everybody.
I can't be afraid because
I
am
you are
me.
Good. Feel good.
A little turd just coming up the throat.
Stone cold.
A little turd.
Don't
little
you
turd.
Know
little turd.
You are my heartache.
A little turd. Little turd. Little turd.
Go fool
a little
around,
turd just coming up the throat.